sizable waves are still crashing here on Virginia Beach, so it's too early for emergency workers to declare victory. But the tourists are out taking pictures, and for other reasons, folks are cautiously optimistic. At the Emergency Operations Center in Virginia Beach, 25 staffers replaced weather maps on the big screen with Monday Night Football. And the municipal information line got only one call during my 10-minute visit. A woman reported the red light on a tall building had gone out, and she worried that a plane might fly into it. Emergency planner Aaron Sutton was thinking about more mundane matters, like the sustained winds that battered area trees.
The last, 24 hours has been shaking a lot of the trees loose. Now we've saturated the ground. Probably in the next 24 hours, we'll actually see some trees coming down.
Utility crews managed to restore power quickly for about 40,000 customers who lost electricity over a 24-hour period, and offers of more help have come from as far away as Canada. Fewer than 60 people showed up at an emergency shelter in an elementary school, almost all of them homeless men, who were grateful for a dry mat on the gym floor.
We're not wet and warm. It's warm. We got some food.
You didn't mind being on the floor?
No, ma'am.
I got a tent out there, I was going to my tent, and he said, you can't. It's going to be too bad for that. So they brought me here.
Now emergency management teams are watching for a rare phenomenon. Tim Riley is director of communications for the fire department.
Ironically, when the storm passes, the winds will shift. We're going to have what's considered a blowout effect. That's going to suck all the water out, and it's actually going to lower our tides up to 1 to 2 feet.
That will make some marine routes impassable and could damage boats moored in coastal harbors. As water drains from Lynn Haven Basin, it's expected to rise dramatically on the south end of town, where wells could be contaminated by overflowing septic systems. As the storm moves west, mountain communities are bracing for snow. But coastal communities say Hurricane Sandy gave them enough time to plan, and seasoned emergency personnel were more than ready for the storm. I'm Sandy Houseman.